after an agonising wait, the Samoan election results have been confirmed, and it's a dead tie. The incumbent HRPP and the newcomers FAST both hold 25 seats each in the final count, which means the selection of the next government could be down to the whims of a single independent MP in the Samoan government. Our correspondent in Samoa is Aotangawaia Tipi Aotangawaia. Tulifalava, welcome to Morning Report. Tipi, is this heading to the courts, do you think?
Well, today is the first day of the 10 days for the winning candidates and those who were runner-ups in the results of the general election to file any petitions of any offences they found out that was committed by candidates who are now the winners and those who reached half of the winning votes. So yes, today is the beginning of the 10-day for filing petitions, and we're looking at another change if there will be any by-elections after the court will rule on any of those petitions cases in court.
When you've been talking to both sides, have you had any indication that either side thinks there's something that they will be able to take to the court or any results that they will be able to challenge?
It's only speculations and the word around the town area, the commercial area of the administration of our country, where many people are talking about hearing over people, especially candidates who won the election, of preparing their petitions to be taken to court.
And what about the independent MP? Are there any negotiations starting with him at all?
Well, we had a press conference with the leader of the newly established FAST party last Saturday, and Fiume Naomi was telling the media that it's a matter for the independent MP to choose whether to support the ruling HRPP or to support the newly established FAST party in order to form a government. So today, she said, should be the first day of negotiations with the independent MP because everyone was waiting for the final count, which was announced last Friday night.
So still a lot to come in watching this election result. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was our correspondent in Samoa, Aotangawaia Tipi Aotangawaia.